This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. After praising Allah Azza wa Jal and invoking Him to send His salutations and peace and blessings upon our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after reminding myself and you with the taqwa of Allah to live a life of dutifulness to Allah and consciousness of Him at all places and all times, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reported to have said, "Inna bayna yaday sa'ati laharja," that right before the hour, the last hour, the day of judgment, will be mayhem, will be chaos. And they said, "What form of chaos will there be?" He said, "Killing." And then he went on after they inquired further to say, and I don't mean the type of killing that happens between you and the mushrikeen, meaning two warring states on a battlefield. وَلَكِنْ قَتْلُ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا, but you killing one another. You know, other ahadith say, without the killer knowing why he killed or the one being killed knowing why he was killed. He said, to the point, in this hadith returning to it, to the point that a person kills their own neighbor, kills their own brother, kills their own am, their father's brother, killing their own cousin. And so the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they saw this extensive description, they said, أَوَمَعَنَا عُقُودُنَا يَوْمَئِذٍ. So ya Rasulullah, are we going to have our minds still with us? Are we going to be in our right minds? Or are we just going to be crazy at that point? How could that ever happen? Killing one another like that, even within the family. He said, تُنزَعُ عُقُودُ أَكْثَرَ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ, that the minds of most people in that era will be plucked from them. وَيُخَلَّفُ لَهُ هَبَاءٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَحْسَبُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَلَيْسُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ, that there will remain, the majority of people will be people that are utterly senseless, that will assume that they're upon something, they'll assume they're right, and they will not be in the least bit right. This is one of many ahadith, one of many signs from the signs of the end time, alamat al-amarat al-sa'ah, that a Muslim should be very keen on studying in general this topic, way beyond the scope of this khutbah, because it does renew and strengthen their conviction in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the religion he brought, but also it gives them the proper prophetic perspective, lens by which to understand the events when he sees them unraveling in front of him. And so this particular hadith that we'll focus on today mentions two signs of the hour that are probably recurrent. They will happen time and time again until the end of time, but they will continue to intensify as we get closer and closer to Yawm al-Qiyamah, closer and closer to the end of time. That sign number one is senseless killing. And sign number two is people being so fond of their ignorant, baseless opinions. As for senseless killing, many people will dismiss this. And they'll say, okay, but I'm not going to kill someone. That one's really, really crazy. Don't be overconfident. Not even on that. Because we all have soft spots that we don't know about. We all have pressure points that just haven't been pressed yet. And once they get pressed, they can bring us to our knees. And the fact that Allah has not subjected us to that vulnerability now doesn't guarantee it will not happen later. What if everybody starts killing everybody? What if you are under the impression that it's do or die? If I don't kill this person, I'm going to get killed. What if you are seeing killing so prevalent around you that you stop verifying the danger, the threat? You are under the impression that someone killed your relative or someone is about to, and so you feel like you have to, and you go about and you just do it in haste without real justification. And that would mean our destruction. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنْ لَنْ يَزَالِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي فُسْحَةٍ مِّنْ دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يُسُدْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. The mu'min, the believer, will continue to be comfortably situated in his religion, meaning he will not be that close to the edge, to the point of no return, the point of very unlikely repentance, very unlikely forgiveness. A mu'min will continue to be situated comfortably in his religion until he spills blood that is unlawful for him to spill, blood that is haram. And so don't be overconfident regarding senseless killing. May Allah protect us from whatever tomorrow brings of injustice, and not allow us to be a tool of, an instrument of injustice and oppression. The second is what? Fondness of our opinions. And don't of our ignorant opinions, our baseless opinions. Because sometimes you have no choice but to have an opinion. You just have to make a decision. You have to stop investigating. But to have a baseless opinion, to not see the gaping hole, the glaring blind spots. The problem is, why are people overconfident and fall into this a lot? Is because you see people that have baseless opinions all the time, and so you assume that you have the ability to identify baseless opinions, right? Can't believe you believe that. Can't believe that person believes that. Man, may Allah protect us. And he doesn't realize that he himself has adopted many baseless opinions. You know, at the end of time, ignorance will prevail, knowledge will get lifted. I used to think that knowledge will be removed from this earth in the form of knowledge disappearing. Knowledge is vanishing, not being available anymore. But now I'm starting to realize that perhaps it's the very opposite. That ignorance will prevail because knowledge is not being pulled from the earth. It's being flooded on earth. It's being drowned out on earth. You think of the information age, think of the overload of information. You think about so many facts out there, it's so hard to find the truth. And not just is it so hard to find the truth, it is so easy for you to find what you want to be true. And this happens all the time. If you want to jump on the internet and find anything, now you'll find it. If you want to find that the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is binding on you, there's so much proof on the internet. And if you want to find proof that the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is not applicable to you, only the Qur'an, according to your interpretation, is enough, you will find proof for that, tons of it. More than you can consume in your lifetime. If you want to find proof that marijuana is good for you, you will find proof. If you want to find proof, and I'm using the word proof loosely here, right? I'm showing the opposite. Proof that marijuana is much more dangerous for you than cigarettes, you will find proof. If you want to find proof that vaccines are an utter conspiracy, you will find proof. If you want to find proof of the very opposite, that anti-vaccine sympathizers have lost their marbles, you'll find proof. If you want to find proof that the scholars are absolutely sellouts, you will find proof. If you want proof that the scholars have integrity, you'll find proof. And now with the latest disaster, that is probably one of the biggest driving forces behind this reminder today, and this lens that we want to have in these times, the tragedy that just happened with George Floyd and the highlighting of police brutality. If you want to find proof of your preconceived notions that every single black person is a looter or suspect, there are racist people out there that have found tons of proof, or so they think, right? And if you want to find the opposite, that there's no such thing as police using unnecessary force or police having these stereotypical racist stereotypes, that this wasn't murder, this is always warranted, cops are always with their backs against the wall and they're all angels, you'll find proof. Tons of content on it, all over the internet. And so what do you do? It's so hard to convince anyone of anything, including ourselves now. It's so hard to find truth. The Prophet ﷺ did not leave this unaddressed. He said, بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةِ سَنَوَاتٍ خَدَّعَاتٍ. before the coming of the hour, there will be very deceptive years. Years filled with deceit, trickery, confusion. He said the truthful person will be called a liar, and the liar will be called truthful, and the trustworthy person will be considered treacherous, and the traitor will be trusted. He said, وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْدِضَ. And ignorant fools begin to speak up. They said, what do these ignorant fools look like? How do we identify them? He said, الرَّجُلُ التَّافِقُ. The insignificant person, the unqualified person, speaking the أمر العامة, speaking about the affairs of the public, speaking about major things. And this is something that goes without saying. You can see this all the time, right? The fact that they call the democratization of knowledge, that anybody can say anything, and it is equally weighty as the next guy, regardless of who is significant in the field and who is not, who is qualified and who is not. But why would people let a fool tell them how to live their lives? Because he is telling them what they want to hear about how to live their lives. They found a market in technology, but they also found customers that would listen to them. This guy has to be right. We want him to be right. And so this is what causes what they call confirmation bias. One event after another, one soundbite, one factoid after another that confirms and confirms and confirms what I have already decided is right. And so the Prophet ﷺ told us in this time, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحَّ الْمُطَاعِ. When you find people's greed driving them, he says, وَدُنْيَا مُكْتَرَ. And people just bent on this world, bent on their money, bent on their recognition, bent on their domination, whatever it may be. And people bent on this. He said, وَهَوَى الْمُتَّبَى. And people giving into their biases, their desires, what they want. He said, وَإِعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And every single person just so fond of their opinions. He said, فَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاصَّةِ نَفْسِكَ وَدَعْ عَنْكَ أَمْرَ الْعَامِ. Then just focus on yourself and ignore the noise. Ignore the affairs of the uninformed masses. What that actually means in practical terms after the break, أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. It will be difficult to speak in detail with the few minutes that are left in the khutbah. It may be a little bit abstract, but understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave us in the dark. He said, "Leave off the masses," meaning get away from the crowds. Think for yourself. The uninformed masses. Meaning, take information from places where it is more likely to be correct, not more likely to be agreeing with you, or more likely to be loud. That's not how you weigh it. You know, the Quran says, for example, about information management, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. And if they would have just referred it back, verified with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the people in authority, people authorized to make the decisions, he said, لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. They would have found the proper knowledge of the matter with those who know how to process it. يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُمْ, to extrapolate its reality. Pull out what to do with it, how to react to it. And so asking for answers with those who are best authorized is the key. Yes, you will find tons of people. Some of them may even assume to be scholars to tell you don't have to follow the Sunnah. As a small example. But are they greater than generations of scholars for 1400 years who never disagreed the Sunnah is binding on you? This way, you will always be right or forgiven when you are wrong. You know, I received marriage advice once that applies on this so much, because youth are so biased by their emotions regarding who they want to marry. He said, listen to the advice of the people that know this person, not those who like you, not your friends. If every, he said, why? So you don't have any regrets. And this is the idea. Don't have any regrets on the day of judgment. He said, when you go ask about this person for marriage, he said to me, if everyone is saying, not a good match for you, not compatible, don't do it, stop thinking with your emotions, it's as clear as day, this is not good for you. And then that marriage doesn't work out. You were hard-headed and kept it moving. Because your friends said, go for it, forget your parents, forget everything, just go ahead. What's going to happen when the marriage doesn't work out? You're going to regret it. You're just going to say, I should have known. The writing is on the wall. It was so obvious. How did I think that I was smarter than everyone else, knows that person and me better, and is not as emotionally invested? Think about the opposite. If everyone told you this is a good match, this is compatible for you, it works, and they are those who would know this person and know you, and then the marriage doesn't work out, you turned out to be wrong in your choice, what's going to happen? Say, alhamdulillah. Eventually, you'll say, alhamdulillah, I couldn't have possibly known. I would rather be wrong behind the smarter hunch. So this is the idea. Respect that. Go seek it from the right places. The second thing, very quickly, protect your heart from leaking, from bleeding, due to you dishonoring any human being. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ The hadith says people will be so dishonored. Life will have no value. Forget their reputation. Blood will be spilled left and right. Forget slander and everything else, and usurping people's wealth and all of that stuff. You need to make sure you stand with justice always. Or else your problem will not be with people. It will not be chaos with humanity. Your problem will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a long subject, of course, that you need to educate yourself on. What is justice? What rights did Allah give which of His creation? The third and last thing is don't get involved. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and with that I close, تَتَكُونُ فِتَنِ There will be so many fitan. There will be so much tribulation at the end of time. He said, الْقَاعِدُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْقَاعِدِ The one sitting in it, duck, is better than the one standing. And the one standing is better than the one walking towards it. And the one walking towards it is better than the one running towards it. مَنْ يَسْتَشْرِفُهُ Whomever goes out looking for it, the problems, they'll come looking for him. That's what he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam. Do not stick your head out looking for these things. And then he said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مِنْهَا مَعَادًا مَلَادًا Whomever of them finds any way to avoid it. Because sometimes in fitan you have to be involved. If I'm sure something is right, I'm going to have to take a stand. If I'm sure, duck for as long as you can. Stop being so sure so fast. Analyze, listen, hold on. And if you have to, then go. And then when you do, you ask Allah, do I continue having to? Can I leave now? Because you don't want to put yourself in a place where, may Allah forbid, you have violated Him and His creation, and you're standing with Him in the hereafter. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min mudillati al-fitan. Na'udhu bika min mudillati al-fitan ya Rabbana. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una, wanfa'na bima 'allamtana, wa ati nufusana taqwaha. Zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. We ask Allah to protect us from every misleading tribulation. We ask Allah to give us prophetic clarity. We ask Allah to give us clarity, the clarity He gave to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to protect us from the darkness and the injustice of our age, and use us for justice always, and to not make us of those that ever transgress against His right to the right of His creation or ourselves. May Allah forgive the believing men and women. And may Allah azza wa jalla cure the sick men, believing men and women. And may Allah have mercy on our dead among the believing men and women. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allah